This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
2018, the year of suddenly, immediately, and Holy Ghost fire.
This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. And now, let's join the special guest host of today's podcast, Keith Axum.
Hey everybody, Keith Axum here, History with God Ministries. Today, I have a podcast for you called The Spiritual is Greater. Now, we live in a natural world, so everything around us is natural. We sit in a natural chair. We ride in a natural car. We live in a natural house. Things that are present in the natural world. For example, you get up in the morning, you make a cup of coffee, right? So the coffee is getting poured into the cup. You hear it going into the cup. And a lovely sound it makes, I must say. You smell the coffee. Coffee has a great aroma. If you like coffee, you're going to smell it. It's going to smell good. You taste the coffee. The coffee is going to have a particular taste. Whether it's a dark roast, whether it's a light or a medium blend, based on what it is. You see the coffee. You see it in the cup. Might have a little glisten on it. Then you go to taste the coffee, and you will actually feel that going through your lips. Typically, it will be on the hot side, so you'll be sipping it. So it's a great picture of the natural world. We see it, we taste it, we smell it, we feel it, and we hear it. These are our natural senses, and the natural world that we live in is guided by natural things. However, the natural was created by the spiritual. Now, God spoke the world into existence. God, being a spirit being, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, three in one, actually spoke the world into existence. So God had a vision for the world. He saw the world that he wanted to create. He spoke it, and the world came into existence. So how did the world come? The world, the natural world, came through the spiritual. It was a spiritual act. So everything that we see was created through the spiritual world. It was created by God. Therefore, the spiritual is above the natural. The natural didn't create the spiritual. The spiritual created the natural. God spoke the world into existence. Here we are in the natural world. Now, the Bible is a spiritual book with great application to the natural. So it was written by Jesus. All things were for him and created through him. So Jesus wrote the Bible. He is the Word. And the Bible is a spiritual book. But the principles of the book have application to the natural. So again, we have spiritual principles that are above the natural. And we do not want to focus overly on the natural, as is our tendency, because everything we look around, everything we see, everything we do, you know, feel, taste, touch, smell, hear, these are all natural things. And in the natural world, we're inclined to pay attention to them. But throughout the Bible, there's examples of the spiritual intersecting with the natural. Again, the spiritual being above the natural. Look at 2 Kings 17. Elisha opened the eyes of his servant to see the chariots of fire and the battle happening in the heavenlies around him. So around us at all times, there's things happening in the spiritual world. Now, you can go and look in the mirror and see yourself there and anything behind you. And that's the natural world. You're looking at a reflection of yourself. But if you could somehow look in that mirror and see the spiritual things happening around you, you'd see the same things that the servant saw when Elisha opened his eyes. You'd see battles going on around you. There's things happening in the heavenlies at all times. The Bible says we have angels that protect us. We have angels that are guardians for us. And I believe that each one of us has one because it's biblical. So we don't see the angel. Occasionally people do see angels. I think Frank knows the name of his angel, if I remember that correctly. But we don't see the angel. Nevertheless, we know that they're there because the Bible says they're there. Again, that's the spirit being greater than the natural. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:18 with me. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. So temporal things are the things that we see, natural things, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And those things that we do not see are greater than the things that we do see. So when we look at the world, we look at a picture of things in the natural. However, the things which are not seen are greater, and they're actually eternal. So we get in our natural car, we drive to our natural office or whatever it is we work in the natural building, and there's people in there. And actually, all the things that we see, all the things that we feel, are going to burn. They're all going to go away, the Bible says. But the things which are going to last are people's souls. So when we go to our place of work, the people are the only things that are going to last. Everything else is going to burn. So you have a Mercedes, it's going to burn. And I love the Mercedes. Awesome car. But it's going to burn. Now, what is seen? When we look in the natural world, we see products of a fallen world. We see sickness. We see shortfall. We see lack. We see bills, they come in the mail, or they come by your email nowadays. And what does that give rise to, these things in the natural world? If we look at these things, it gives rise to fear and doubt, which is the opposite of faith. So all of these things, natural things, and the world wants you to buy into them. They want you to buy into that you're sick. You know, you go to the doctor, you got to get some pharmaceutical type of drug, which is going to possibly fix part of one thing, but it's going to mess up 15 other things, and you're going to go into a cycle of drugs, or you're going to see shortfall in your paycheck. You're going to have problems meeting your needs. You're going to see things which are just give rise to problems, and it's a product of a fallen world. These are the things that we see, and if we fall into the trap of being concerned with these things all the time, then we're going to go into a spiral. And this is where the devil wants you. He wants you going into that downward spiral, and he's telling you, you're not going to make it. You're sick. You're weak. You're poor. You are just not going to make it. And those are the thoughts that we hear, and we can't buy into those thoughts. We have to stand strong there. Now, what is unseen? Angels. As I mentioned, we don't see angels. The spiritual world is unseen. It's all around us, but there's a veil between the natural and the spiritual, so we can't see that. We can't see healing. We can see it slowly and long term. For example, you skin your knee, you can see that being healed, but we can't see healing when we're hurting at the moment. When we have something the doctor said, you know, you have cancer, we can't see healing. We can't see prosperity. Spiritual principle, you can see people that have money and whatnot, but if you're in a place where you don't have that, you can't see it in the natural world. You can't see your healing. You can't see your prosperity. You can't see all the fights going on in the heavenly places. You can't see those things in the natural. They're spiritual things that are happening. They're spiritual principles. Nevertheless, the spiritual is greater than the natural. So when Jesus said it, I mean, that is it. The Word is our guide for life. Everything that Jesus said in the Word is something that we can hang our hat on, that we can live in, that we can trust, because it's the Word of God. And I've said this before, people look at heaven. Everyone believes in any denomination that you're going to heaven. Everyone believes that uniformly, that one day we're going to heaven, everything will be great. Streets of gold, all our needs met, no more crying, no more tears. Everyone believes that. But very few people believe that everything else that Jesus said applies to us here in the natural world. Let's look at a few examples here. For example, health. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. He sent his word and healed us. Psalm 107:20. We are healed. It's part of the redemption of what Jesus did on the cross. He healed us. It says it in his word. We can trust these things. Abraham says he was fully persuaded that God could do what he said he was going to do. Romans 8:11, the same spirit which raised Jesus from the dead is in us. He'll quicken your mortal body. You can find hundreds of scriptures on healing in the Bible. So Jesus said it. The word says it. Now, what are we going to believe? Are we going to believe our natural body? You have a problem, you go to the doctor. The doctor says, wow, you know, this is bad. We've got to operate immediately. You have 6 months to live or whatever. You know, thank God for doctors. Bless doctors. You know, they're tremendous help to us. And there'd be a lot of people that wouldn't be around but for doctors. But when it comes to the word of man and the word of God, I'm going to go for the word of God every time. I'm going to go for what Jesus said. I'm going to rely on his word that I was healed, because that's the spiritual word that Jesus said, and I'm going to believe that. Romans 3:4 says, God is true and every man lies. So I'm not going to buy into what the doctor says. In fact, that's why I try to avoid doctors, because they will put you into fear. And in a natural world, that's going to be our inclination to fear. And that's the opposite of faith. We're called to fight the good fight of faith. So by that, we look at the word and we stand on the word. We believe it. You know, Jesus said it, and we're going to rely on that word just as much as we are going to heaven, that we know we're going to heaven. Everyone knows they're going to heaven. Not everyone believes they're healed. And I'm not saying that you're not going to have some kind of manifestation in your body. You're not going to have any kind of pain. Nevertheless, you deny that pain. You deny its right to you. You deny it according to the word. You put it under your feet, because everything's under our feet, because everything is under the feet of Jesus. For example, a couple years ago, I was running. My hips started to bother me. So took me a couple years to go to the doctor and, you know, x-ray, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, your hip is getting worn out, blah, 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 yada. Okay, on and on. All the natural stuff. So, you know, God bless him. He gave me his diagnosis. He took a picture, a picture of my hip at a point in time. Nevertheless, I choose to believe that I'm healed, because the spiritual is greater than the natural. I don't have to believe that. I have to believe the word, because the word is my life. You know, God came to give me an abundant life. He did not come to put sickness or disease on me, or weak bones or any of that stuff. In fact, he doesn't even have that to give me. There was never a day when he created sickness. There was never a day when he created disease. He can't even give it to you. I mean, everything he did on the cross was the other way. So his broken body on the cross healed me. And his blood gave me salvation. It gave me prosperity, healing, deliverance, soundness. Everything in the Word, I believe. Everything in the Word, I have to believe. I have no choice anyway as a Christian. This is all from the Master. This is from my Heavenly Father. So I choose to believe that. And here's where you have to make a choice. You have to choose that the Word is true, and you have to agree with it. So you agree with the Holy Spirit. You agree with what the Word is saying. And I can always look at other scripture, Proverbs 3:8, Proverbs 4:22. All those have references to the Word actually being health to you, being life to your flesh. And now it doesn't say the Word is healing you. It says the Word has healed you. So when you read the Word is life to your body. It's healthier flesh. It's healthier bones. It is actively healing you. It's like medicine to you. So when you read the Word, it is medicine. And everybody knows we need to take our medicine. So every day you take your medicine. If you're sick, you take your medicine. You go through your scriptures. You start to renew your mind. And that's where the battle is, because the devil wants to get after your mind. Now, look at prosperity. Same kind of thing. Okay, he became poor that I might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. God gives us wealth as a sign of the covenant, Deuteronomy 8:18. Psalm 112, verse 3, our wealth and riches are in our house. There's just untold number of scriptures on wealth, on prosperity. And people, this is all really getting back to the garden, where every need was met, where we didn't have to struggle, where we just walk with our Father. And we were at peace. In the garden originally, Adam and Eve didn't have anything to worry about. Every need was met. It was paradise. And the devil came and man fell. And now we're in this mess as a result. But, we are getting back to the garden. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And ever since we fell, God's been trying to get us back there, back to the garden, back to the place of just walking with him, delighting in God. He gives us all things, if we do delight in him. He is our delight. Psalm 73:25, who have I in heaven but you? And who is there on earth I desire but besides you? So, God's our delight. He wants us to delight in him as much as he delights in us. So, again, I choose to believe the Word. I choose to believe that all my needs are met. I choose to believe I'm rich. I choose to believe that I have more than enough, because this is God's Word. Now, if he took all that pain on the cross and went through all that for me, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to believe that he gave me health. I'm going to believe by his stripes I was healed. I'm going to believe that he became poor that I might become rich. I'm going to believe because it's my choice. Again, Abraham, fully persuaded. I am fully persuaded. And I am going to stand on that no matter what, no matter what I see. So the natural world has zero on the spiritual. It has nothing. Nada. Zippo. The spiritual is where it's at. The natural created by the spiritual. So I'm going to focus on the words of Jesus, and I'm going to look at what is true, because his words are true. Your body may deny you. Your bank account may lie to you, in fact. But I just stand on the Word, and I say, I am healed, and I am blessed, and I am prosperous. Now, what's our response to these things? We agree. We agree with the Word. We renew our mind. We get into those scriptures, and start memorizing them. Start believing them. It's a process. Might not be anything that happens overnight. You know, most healings are not instantaneous. Those are the, ooh, wow, that's amazing. Those kinds of healings. People hear about those where some goiter fell off instantaneously or somebody, you know, they could suddenly see where they couldn't see before. And those are the things we hear about it, and it's the ooh-ah. However, most healings are not that way. They're a process. They can take, you know, months, days, months, years. And, you know, I'm standing on my healing. And I am getting better. And I'm not going to, you know, go the worldly route and do the stuff that the world does with this. I am going to agree with the word. I'm going to get into it. I'm going to believe it. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:13. I believed, and therefore I spoke. Well, I'm going to believe, and therefore I speak. I speak the word. I speak what the word says. I believe what the word says. I walk in that. That is my truth. That is my reality. Greater than anything else. Greater than what any doctor might tell me. Greater than whatever any bank statement might tell me. Any of those kinds of things. I'm going to believe. I'm going to walk in that. And that, my friends, is a choice for all of us. We all have the choice. If this stuff kind of sounds a little new to you or a little crazy to you, then maybe it's for you. This is an eye-opener. Start looking at the word. Don't simply believe that you're going to go to heaven and that's it. Now you, and wait it out. Well, I'm going to wait, and this world is going to be, you know, I'm going to have not the greatest time here on earth, but, you know, one day all things are going to become known and it's going to be wonderful. Forget that noise. I mean, start walking in what the Lord says is yours. Apprehend it. Take it. Take it by faith. Mark 11, 23 and 24 it. Take it. Believe it. You know, you believe it and it's yours. Mark 9:23. Look at that one. All things are possible to him who believes. Start believing what the word says, and you are going to see things change in the natural. I'm telling you, you're going to see things change. You're going to see your health come. You are going to see prosperity come, financial blessings, because you're now in agreement. You're in agreement with the word. You're in agreement with what was done by the Lord. Don't wait for him to just do it for you, because he did what he's going to do. You know, Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father. So he's done his healings. He did everything that he needed to do for us on the cross. Don't wait on him. Now you take action. You stand strong. You worship God continually, no matter what. In fact, our worship, our praise is going to help bring these things about. And that's probably a whole nother podcast. But you deny the natural and you look at the spiritual and you believe the spiritual. You take it for yourself. We're already seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You take that for yourself. So the spiritual is greater than the natural. If you're having a hard time in the natural, don't worry about it. Start focusing on the spiritual. Start focusing on what Jesus has done for you. And if you were the only one, he still would have done it just for you. So I hope this has encouraged you. I hope it's blessed you. If you don't know Jesus, you do a simple prayer. You know, Lord Jesus, I take you into my heart and my life, and I thank you that you died for me. A simple prayer like that, give your life to him. He knows exactly what you need. He knows how to take care of your life. He knows how to bring you back to the Garden of Eden. So everybody, until next time, God loves you. We love you. Jesus is Lord. And stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.